Jim Shanisha. Two women became Shvuyais. Zayse Meres Nishbeisi B'Tayrani. Zayse Meres Nishbeisi B'Tayrani. Eino Nemanis. Why aren't they believed? Why aren't they believed? They say, I was a Shvuya, but I was tar. No one was Mezana with me. So why don't they have a Pesha Aser? So Rashi says that Shiesh Edim Shanishbu. If there were no Edim, they would have a Pesha Aser. But there were Edim Shanishbu, and they don't know if they were Mizano or not. So being that it's just that word, so they're not believed. B'zman Shemi Idan Zu Ezu Harielu Nemanais. But let's say the two women that were Nishbu, each one says about the other one that the other one was not Mizana. So then they are believed. Why are they believed? These are women, right? These are women. So why is the Neirecha believed?
She says,
Hikilu. So Raz Rashi says, Harel Nama, nice. The Rishvuya Hikilu Laham Neirecha. That's the Leisha. What does that mean? Really, Minatayra Neirecha is not believed. And a woman's not believed, right? But here, since the Holy Shvuyah is an Issa Drabanan, so Rashi says that's why we were Megal. Vice days from Rashi, that it's a special kula, Shvuyah Yekilu. Right? It's not a, it doesn't fit with the Klalin. Shvuyah Yekilu is a special kula. Now the question is the Issa Zaina, the fact that a Zaina is not allowed to marry a Kayin, is the Isser Zayna and Isser of Dinei Eirecha Nema Bisurim? The fact that a woman is a Zayna and she's not a Mary Akayim, that's Isser or that's Erva? Isser needs 1 8, and Dabba Shabarva needs 2 8. Right? Eirecha Nema Bisurim, Eisurim and Eirecha is Neman. By Dabba Shabarva, we always need 2 8. So which is. What's a shvuya? That's Isser or it's Erva?
What?
A grusha, same shaila. A grusha to a kain. Is that dine Isser? Is that dine? Let's say an Eidechot says a woman's a grusha. Does she become Isser to a kain because of that? What do we say? It's a davish of Erva. It needs to wait.
From Rashi, that's
Isser. From this Rashi, it's a raya, it's Erva. So Rashi says it's only mutter because b'shvuya yikilu. It's like a special kula by shvuya. So it doesn't go with the regular rules. For since Shvuyah is an Issa D'Rabbanan, so B'Shvuyah Yechila. Rashi seems to show that really bad Sam to ask her a woman to a Kayin would be a Dava Shabarva. Here, B'Shvuyah Yechila. Yishev Shmaitza says that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, yen a famous Rambam, which I spoke at a number of times, that if an Eidechot says Zu Chaylev, and then someone else eats it, that the person gets Malkus, even though it's only Eidechot saying Zu Chaylev, as the Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin. That Rambam actually gives two examples. One example is that an Eidechot says Zu Chaylev, and then an Eidechot says Zu Chaylev, and then somebody eats in front of two Eidim, you get Malkus. The Rambam gives another example. And Eidechot says, Isha Zu Zaina, or Grusha. And then a Kayin marries us, and the Kayin gets Malkus. So the Rambam is saying the Feirish that Zaina and Grusha is the din of Isser. It's not a din of Erva. It's not Araya, it's just not Karis. Arayas generally have Karis. This is a din of an Isser. It's an Isser, just like you can't eat Nevela. A kayin can't eat a grusha, can't marry a grusha. It's a din of Eidecha Nem Bisu. So the Shev Shmaitz and Shmaitz of Vav, Perik Tez Vav, makes this deal. In the Brich Savrav, he brings Akasha, a raya to Rashi, and Akasha on the Rambam. Rambam himself, in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chaf Beis, he says that if a man makes his wife a saita, he wants her a mekanei le'ishtai, that means he wants his wife, don't be miyachid with Pliny. Benistera. And she is miyachid with Pliny. And then an Eid Echad says Nitma. An Eid Echad says that when she was the Yichud, she was Mizana. And then the husband lives with this woman again, so he gets Malchus. Because since an Eid Echad said she was Mizana, he's not allowed to live with her. So what does it say there? Now when is an Eid Echad now let's say she's a Zayna? Only if there was Kina Vistira. I says only if she was warned and she was Zayva, she became a Saita, which means it's Raglayim Ladavar. The Gemara calls that Raglayim Ladavar. If there's Raglayim Ladavar, then we say that an Eid Echad is believed. But I says bad, so we wouldn't believe an Eid Echad. So if that's something we wouldn't believe in Eid Echad, that's a raya, that it's a davar shebe'erva. Follow? And it says in Eid Echad is believed because there was kina v'stira. If there was no kina v'stira, vice versa, Eid Echad wouldn't be believed. So that Rambam is a raya that it's a davar shebe'erva. Just that by saita, it's a cause of Eid Echad is now. But vice versa, it wouldn't be a case of saita. And Eid Echad would not be believed. So what's the gather? When is it called davar shebe'erva? When is it called Isser? Well, what makes something Isser or makes something Davar Shebe'erva? How do you define? So the Avnei Meluim, which is of course the same author as the Shef Shemaitza, the Avnei Meluim in Simim Mevav, Oisei, says a very nice geder, which answers this kasha. What makes something a Davar Shebe'erva and what makes it an Isser? So listen to what he says, and if you'll appreciate it, you'll see it's very mistaken. He says, if you have a woman who's not married, someone wants to say she's a Zaina or a Grusha, a woman's not married, a single woman. Somebody's telling her she's a Grusha or a Zaina. So now what's the person say? You're not allowed to marry a Kayin. That's Issa. That the Rambam calls Issa. If you have a woman who's already married, and after she's married, an eight comes to say that she's a Zaina and she's not allowed to be with her husband. Or she was a grusha, she's not allowed to be with her husband. She's already married. Once she's married, lohaitzi isha mi baila, that already is a davar shebe'erva. Because there's already a kedushin. There's already a kedushin, which is certainly a davar shebe'erva. Kedushin is certainly a davar shebe'erva, she's an eshes ish. And now you want to come and say, all right, you're not trying to say she's not an Eshes Ish, but you're coming to say that he has to separate from his wife. Once they're married, then already it's a davar shebe'erva. And you can't do anything unless you have to wait. So the Avnei Meluim is a very nice gather. It's a davar shebe'erva once they're married. It calls them out someone single, and you're just telling them you can't marry a kayin, that's considered Isur.
Why is it different from
this gather?
What? Maybe Osher
Torah
is also, even if they're not married,
it's still considered Davar Shebe'erva. Because, and he has our Rayais, that's an Issacharis, that's for sure Davar Shebe'erva, that's no Shaila. Pashtus is no Shaila. Maybe to say she's a relative also. I'm not sure. Maybe to say she's a relative, maybe I'll say Nechla Bipa. Or it could be, because it's an Erev of Be'etzem, because it's... There's a Shaila in the Machna Frey, and the Machna Frey was asked... It's in Hilchos Eidus, Simen Yud Gimel. It sounds like it's a Maisa Shahaya. And Eid Echad said a woman's a Grusha. She married a Kayin. Now what do you do? Does she have to go out of her? Does she have to leave her husband? Or not? So what do you say? Chayit to be perished in the Rambam. The Rambam said that if somebody says Zul Chaylev and then someone eats it later, you get Malchus. Same thing if someone says, Zul Grusha, at the time that she's single. She gets married later, she has to separate from her husband. So it's a Beferisha Rambam that if an Eid Echad says Zul Grusha when she's single, and then she gets married, that she has to separate from her husband. So the Machna Frayim asks, is the Sugyan Kedushin by Yanai HaMelech? Okay, the Sugyan of Yanai comes up every once in a while. Basically, Yanai was a king, and there were rumors that his mother had been a shvuya, which would make him a possum. So there were rumors, and the Gemara says, what type of rumors? And in the Shaka B'Tariya, Gemara says, if there was an Eid Echad, so there's no Nemanis. Gemara says, by Yari HaMelech, which is a case of Shvuya, if there was an Eid Echad, there's no Nemanis. So what do you mean there was a Kail? So the Gemara by Yane says an Eid Echad is not believed. And the Rambam says an Eid Echad is believed. So the Machna Ephraim answers exactly the same thing as the Avnei Maluim. When the Eid Echad comes to us before the person's married, then Eid Echad and Bisur, then it's Taka case of this. By Yanei HaMelech, his mother had already married, his mother had already had a child, his mother had already died. The whole Nida now is the soul of Yanei, whether this was already afterwards. So now the mother already married. Now you want to know if Yanei is a Kayan Kosher or a Kayan Pasal. So now this already has a din of Adavish of Arab. It's already a din of Psul Yuchsin. As long as the Eid is saying Eid is after the marriage of the Grusha, the Shvuya, the Zayna, then it has a din of Adavish of Arab. And as long as it's happening beforehand, it has a din of Eidach Nam Abisur. So it's a very klar geder, which we have now two Makairis. Avnei Maluim says it's klar. Machna Ephraim also says that Machna Ephraim, though, has a few turuts, it's not clear which one he holds in the Kala Halacha. But anyway, Machna Ephraim says this Svara, so we have at least two Makairis for the Geder of Dovah Shabarava, that it depends. If she's married, she's not married. So Halacha Lamaisa, if a woman is married to a Kayin, a lady, you find out she was a Zayna. It's a Dovah Shabarava. Yeah. Okay. So this is this. There's one more nekuda on this Mishnah. It's the Gebe Bali Tshuva. There are a lot of Bali Tshuva who are Suffolk Zionists. Why are they Suffolk Zionists? They know they were Mizana, but they don't know if it was with a Yid or a guy. Bali Tshuva is Mizana with a Yid is not also to husband. It doesn't become a Zionist. If you have a woman who's a Balas Tshuva, and she was Mizana, she remembers, when she was a Kalvet, she was Mizana. So if she was Mizana with a guy, with someone she's not allowed to marry, Zayna is not someone you're not allowed to marry. If she was Mizana with a Yid, college, or in school, then wherever it was, I'm just giving an example of Kalvet. But if she was Mizana with a Yid, then she's not, doesn't become Asa Tokai. So what's the din if you have nowadays a Balas Tshuva and she's engaged to a Kayin and you ask her, were you Mizana? She says, yes, I was Mizana, but it was with you. She believed? Huh? You have to do called the parish, called Kavura? Yeah, well, she has a Pesha Asa. She could have said she was a Mizana. She says she knows. So she has a Pesha Asa, so there's no... I'm saying she says she knows, so she has the same Pesha Asa that we have in the Mishnah, in the previous Mishnah. Okay. Okay. That's why if you have a Kayin who's about Tshuva, it's always harder for him to find a Shidduch. It's usually Balei Tshuva and a Mishadduch with people of similar backgrounds. A Kayin who's about Tshuva is limited. Because the women that were Mizana with Gayim are also there. Alright, there's, let's see the top Taisvis. Shtei Nashim Shinishbu, Aymeri, the Leigar Sinan, Zayse Meres Nishbasi, Utai Rani. Why can't you be Meres Nishbasi? Because there must be talking that we know that she was Nishbis. Right? So Zayse Meres. You're not going to say some ethnic space, you're tyranny. It must be talking, because then she has a Pesha Asa, she says in space, you're tyranny. It's got to be talking in a case where she said, where Adam say she was Nishbis. And she herself says tyranny, so then it's good. I was like, Samaris tyranny, but the Ika Adam Shnishbar. Mil Yesh Lakai Magirson. If you're going to say space, so how are you going to answer it? The Iri, Dinu Layadi Dika Adam, Ashmina Filahila Man. It means that the women came in, they said, Nishbasi Tayrani. They didn't know they were Eid. So Apopi came, they have no migul, because Lamaisa they were Eidim, the Jew was the Jew. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Pirush on the Mishnayos, gives a second teretz to the Girsa of Mishbeisi. It's a chap. You say it's a Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's a chap, that's redundant. Say the same thing twice. But to Rabbi Kiva Eger, you could have a case where she says Nishbeisi, and she has no migul. The case would be, if you have Psulei Eidus that know she was a Shvuya, let's say they have women who know she was a Shvuya. Are women believed to say that she was a Shvuya?
Yeah, she said
that. What?
Yeah,
Rashi said to be say she's Tar. But say she's Tameh, Psulei Eidus are not believed to say Nishbeisi. So now, if she keeps her mouth shut, she'll be okay. Now, women say she was a Shvuya. If she's smart, she just won't say anything. She'll be clear. She'll be good. Now, she comes into Bezin. She says, it's true, Nishbeisi, but Tairani. It's true I was a Shvuya, but I wasn't a Mezana. True I was a Shvuya, but I wasn't a Mezana. What happens now? Does she have a Migul? Does she have a Migul now? She says, Nishbeisi, but Tairani. She should have a migul. She didn't have to say Nishbeisi. However, we said the other day that it was one of the number of nafkaminis between a migul and other ways to learn Pashas, that a migul has to be that both tainas are equal. Say Nishbeisi, the Tairani, or say Loi Nishbeisi. A woman would rather say Nishbeisi, the Tairani, and not contradict these other women who say she was a shvuya, rather than say loy nishbeisi. So when she comes to the Bez and she says nishbeisi utayrani, she wants to have a migul. She could have denied she was a shvuya. She doesn't have a migul,
yeah,
because she doesn't want to go against Edom, even though they're Edom psulim. She looks bad. She looks bad. So memela should come out. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, that there's no pesha aser. So here you have a case where she says nishbeisi. She's believed to say Nishbeisi. If she wouldn't have said anything, she'd be good. And yet, once she says Nishbeisi, the Tairani, she has no migul. So, Sakhir Bikid Eger, you could be Gairis Nishbeisi, the Tairani, but she has no migul, because the migul is that otherwise she would have contradicted Psulei Eidus and that. So we said that this depends if you learn a Pesha Aser is a Migu or a Pesha Aser is the other Svar of Pesha Aser, right? We said two ways to learn a Pesha Aser. Should always pop up. Go to Eretz Yisrael, Moshe David. You can have a Pesha Aser. I guarantee you. I don't know which Masechta you're learning, but you have a Pesha Aser. That's only Cholin. Cholin, you probably have it too. You have the first parrot. You have a Pesha Aser. So as soon as Pesha Aser comes, it pops up right away. Either it's a Migu, it's a type of Migu, strong Migu. Or it's just that if I said something, I have kayaf on it. So Bikivagar is saying that Pesha Aser is a migul, and therefore if the Apsuleid is against you, they're not believed. So you can be Garis Nishbeis. Now that all fits if Pesha Aser is a migul. If you learn Pesha Aser is a kayach I have on my words, if I say words, I have a kayaf on it, which is Taisus Shita in the beginning of Perek. Then it's very good that that the whole Rabbi Kiva Eger is not true. Rabbi Kiva Eger is only talking if Pesha Aser is a type of migul, but it's not a type of migul. So, like you say, Tosis good l'shitasa. He didn't say Rabbi Kiva Eger's teretz. Okay, you ready for the Gemara? Right, this is a Gemara which says, for some reason, usually Gemaras say in very few words, say a lot. This Gemara seems, at least at first glance, to take a lot of words to say a little. Because most of the Gemara is just, I would have Avamid it differently, Kamash Malam. Really, the whole Gemara is in the first line. Tana Rabban. Ani Temeya, Chaverti Taira Nemenes, Ani Taira Chaverti Temeya, Ena Nemenes. Really, this is, if you take these two lines, that's everything. The whole rest of this Gemara is just, I would think differently, Kamash Malam. Well, what are the first two lines? Ani Temeya, why is she believed? Shemenashe. Chaverti Tahira, why is she believed? Edachad is believed. And the reverse, Ani Tahira, she can say this on herself. Chaverti Tumeya, they're only making by Yeshvuyeh, Edachad is believed. They weren't machmir by Yeshvuyeh. This is everything. It's the whole Gemara. When it gets confusing, you just have to not forget the beginning. Okay? Ani Tumeya, and Chaverti Tahira, you believed, and reverse you not.
I didn't say the reason that she could say
Tahir
for a friend, not
to me, because Zachon
is so funny. It's
nothing to do with Zachon La'adam. Question of Nemanis. Zachia La'adam is when you claim something to someone. But to be believed in Bezdin, if I come into Bezdin, I say that that house is yours. I'm not believed, you need to lay them. It can be Zachon for you. We're not going to say it's in Nemanis. Okay, and everything else, Idach Pirusha, everything else is just explaining or variations on this. Let's see the next two cases. Ani v'chaverti tmeya nemenes. Ani v'chaverti tmeya nemenes alatzma. Same as we said before. To say ani tmeya, she's believed. It's shavet nashe. Ani nemenes al chaverta. Same as before. She's not believed to say her chaverta is tameh. Ani v'chaverti tahira. She says, I am tahira, my chaverta is tahira. Nemenes al chaverta. Same as before. Eidach is believed on our friend. Eidach nemenes al atzma. Not believed about herself. Same as before. A person can't say Eidach on themselves. Now the Gemara explains. Amam. Ani tahira chaverti tahira. Eidach nemenes. Eidach. Idaleka Eidim. There are no Eidim that what? Nishbis, follow along with the Gemara, you're going to lose me. Okay? Hechidami, either like Eidim, if she, there are no Eidim that she was a Shvuya, Al Atzma, Aloy Mehem, Aloy Mehemna, if there are no Eidim, she's a Shvuya. And she walks into Bez and says, Shvuya, Hayisi, Vitairani. So why should she not believe? She should believe because she has the Pesha Aser, the Shvase of Vitairani Kamra, she has a Pesha Aser, Elopshita, Dika Eidim. Must be talking, there are Eidim, that she was a Shvuya. Good. The first case talking, there are Eidim. Fact. Ema Mitziyasa. Now let's see the middle case, actually the third case. Ani v'chaverti tameya. Nemenes al atzma. She believes she's tamei. Ena nemenes al chaverta. Idika Eidim. If there are Eidim who say that she was a Shvuya, amai loy mehemna. We say ena nemenes al chaverta. It sounds like a chaver is mutter. But if they are Eidim, her charita is a shvuya, why isn't she believed? Ela pshita the leka Eidim. Must be told there are no Eidim that they were a shvuya. Eim a seifa, adi v'charati tohaira, adi v'nas al charita v'nas al charita v'nas al atzma, vidi leka Eidim, atzma, amai lai mehemna, same kasha, if there are no Eidim, she has a pesha asr. Ela pshita dika Eidim. Comes out, resha v'seifa dika Eidim, it's yasta the leka Eidim. Strange. The first part and last part of this price are talking that there are Eidim. Middle case, there are no Eidim. The whole thing is strange. Rabbaya in. Reisha v'seifa di'ik Eidim, it's yasa d'lak Eidim. Rabbaya does this very often. He says, yeah, I'd rather make it a daichik in the words than to make a daichik in svarim. So was it tonight as a daichik? But we'd rather say the words are b'daichik than to say shvara teretz. Rav Papa Amar, Kula di'ika Eidim, a new tense. It's not only the R Eidim. There are Eidim, which case was Shver. So the middle case is good. The first case is Shver. Why is it, why, if Ika Eidim, I'm sorry, Rav Papa Amar, Kula di'ika Eidim, so which case is Shver? The case where she says, about Chaverta, Tameyani, she's not believed. So why is she believed? So let's see. It's a weird case. She says, I'm Tamei, and the Eid says she's Tar. You know, usually it would be the other way around. The person says what's good about themselves. So you have an opposite case. So on herself, Shavi Yana Shechatich Edisur. Chavrata, Mishtari Apu Medida. The Chavrata has one person, which is this woman, saying she's Tar. She says, "Ani tayir v'chaverti tamei avam la'ir echad at tamei v'chaverti tahira." A more usual case. She says, "Am tar." The Eidechad says, "No, you're tamei." Ihi kimi digedim la'kol kamina. She's not believed. Chaverta v'shtayah pumidei. And a chaverta is muta because any Eidechad is good. Ani v'chaverti tamei avam la'ir echad at v'chaverti tahira. Ihi shavina shvedichid isura. Same as before. She says she's Tomei, the Eidecha doesn't matter. Chavrata Mishtaya Plumid Eidecha. The Chavrata is always a good shay because the Chavrata only needs one aid to be tar. Hasul Amali, what's the Chiddush in this case? Hainu Reisha. It's redundant. It's saying the same thing as the Reisha, just breaking it into two cases. So the Gemara, Maudite. Hani Tarvayu Tahiris Ninu. When she said Adi Tomei, the Chavrati Tomei. When she said she's Tomei, why is she Aser? The Eid said she's Tar. The answer is to Shavi Anashi. Now, Shavi Anashi, she has a good excuse. We let her off the hook. So maybe here, Hai Dekavar Hachi, Thomas Nashi, and Polishtami Dekavda. Maybe she's lying when she says, I'm Tamei, Mechavrata is Tamei. Now, the eight says the Chavrata is Tar. So we pass on the Chavrata is Tar. So why did she say her friend is Tamei? Obviously, she hates her. She wants to say her friend is Tamei. So maybe Thomas Nashi, and Polishtami Dekavda. She hates us so much, she's willing to say, I'm Tommy, and the Chavrata is Tommy, because she feels they'll believe her more. So I would think, therefore, the Gabi herself, we should say she's Torah too. It's like an Amasla. Come on, Shmuel. The last case, Ani v'chaverti tar, v'amala eid echad at v'chavertach tameya. So let's say, Ihi kivide ika eidim la kol kamina. She has no pesha asur, because they're eidim kamina. Chaverta mishtaya pumdida. The chaverta is always in good shape. All she needs is one person to say she's tar, she's okay. Now, hasul amali hanuration. What's the chiddush in this case? By aniv chaverti tahira. So the gemara maldite ki mehem le b'makam pasla nafsha. Avon makin the machshere nafsha emalei mehem. Maybe this is like the reverse svara before. Why is she saying her friend is tar? She wants to say she's tar. If we don't believe her, she's tar. Maybe we shouldn't believe our friend is tar. Mashblah, that we believe her anyway. So this is the whole Shaklavitaria, which just explains the Brisa. We're not changing the Brisa, just an explanation of the Brisa. Okay, there's one Nidoin here which comes to mind. Do me a favor, turn to the back, to the pages of the Rif, page Daf Yud in the Rif. I'd like to learn with you a Shilte Gibayrim on Daf Yud in the Rif. Now there's one Shilte Gibayrim I want to spend a lot of time on, but there's just another one I want to show you because it's interesting. If you turn to Yud Amid Beis, the one in the Amid Beis, I just want to read what he says. Nothing to speak out on, it's just a very interesting Shaklavitaria on a Maisa. Maisa Be'esha Sisha Holcha B'derech Im Shnei Yehudim. A woman who was traveling with two men. Shabbat Bayar, and when they were traveling in a secluded place in the forest, Bo Echad V'Takva, V'Beis Timah. One grabbed her, and the second one was Mazana, V'Tzaka V'Emashiyala. She screamed, nobody helped her. V'Ein Eidim. Uba L'Fnei Rabbi Seinu, V'Safra Hamu'ura, V'Omra Nenasti. What should be the day? This goes back to the first paragraph. Right, she comes into bed, she says, you know, I was traveling with these two men. And they were Mizana. They forced me to be Mizana. So true, I'm an Eishas Ish, I was Mizana. But then Nasti, apparently she was not married to a Kayim. So what's the din? Huh? She has a Peshas. And she could have said that nobody was Mizana with her. So she says someone was Mizana with me. Even Nasti, she should be believed. V'tirua l'bayla mishumigu dibayam rolay nebalti. She could have said nothing happened. Till here, this is a Mishnah, right? It's a Mishnah of the first paragraph. It's not no Chiddush. Rabbeinu Simcha Asra. It says, one of the Rishayim held, she's Asra. Now listen to this. Kivan da'avra al-das v'nisiyachta. Since she was Eivra Veira, she was B'yichud, she's Neshesish. She went to a secluded place with these men. Shema efsida migushala. The kivan shemaydish anivala, Once she's made that she was nevala, lav kol kemina leimer ba'ainis ayah. Maybe she's not believed to say she's an ainis. Yikima the nisiachta meretzayna, the yichud was baratzim. V'loi menavla nafshu kamay shvuyah. By shvuyah, we say she makes herself disgusting to her captors. You have no such svara here. Shuv ein la ta'ainis ainis. Maybe she should be like a shvuyah. Just like a shvuyah, you assume was mezana. See here also, maybe we should assume that she was mezana. Oh, so that's the thing. This pshat here. One man and two men and one woman are also. It was at night, and you need three men. You need three men, yeah. Or I was thinking if they're prutzim. Prutzim also need. And no heta by prutzim to be two men and a woman. So Rabbeinu Simcha took a very strong position. I mean, the truth is, she has a migo on that too. She could have said she was never the siachit. Well, it was a ma'aseh that happened. I don't know if they were. Sounds like they were all at the same din Torah, and there were some rabbanim who were meigel and some rabbanim who were machi. That's what it sounds like. The Rav Yai Tira, the Mishum Yichud, Leif Sida Migo Shabbat. Yeah, she lost a Migo, Atu Klape Kulu Nashi Dina Gamiri. Do all the ladies know the Halacha? That's an interesting story. Whether she loses a Migo because she did an Issa Yichud. Right. So this I have no comment on. Let's turn back to the first page. Shilte Gibayim Gimel is one which is already the more famous Shilte Gibayim. And before we learn the Shilte Gibayim, let me just tell you what the Nibay is. The Shaila is when we say a woman says Shvuya b'tmeyani. This whole sugya, she said Tmeyani, Yitayra Mechavet Atar, or Tmeyani Shneim Tmeyani, whatever she said with Tmey. Is this sugya which trusts her? Why do we trust that say Tmeyani against the Neid Echad? Because of Shavya Nafshe. So there are really two shaylas here. First of all, is this talking by a married woman or by a single woman? Who are we talking about here? We're talking about a single woman, shaylas, she can marry a kayin. Or are we talking about a woman who's already married to a kayin?
Does it make a difference?
What should be a difference? I hear what you're saying, but there should be a difference.
Is it making the same difference? The
no, she's saying she's married to a Kayan, and now she went somewhere in the yard, someone's Mizana, she comes and she says to somebody who's Mizana with me. So, what happens now? Any reason she shouldn't be believed? What's the din? If a woman comes home to her husband one day and says, I was Mizana today. She believed? Oh, Chazal made a gezeira. Shema inah nasta ba'acher. A woman who's already married. It's a gemara in the Dharma. Must have had it somewhere in the first parak. That a woman who's already married, reshuvah to a husband, she can't come into Bezdin and Shema inah nasta ba'acher. Maybe she wants to get. She wants to marry someone else. Woman can't say. Now, if her husband believes her, he has to give her a get. But if the husband doesn't believe her, or he doesn't know what to believe, then she's not believed to just get herself out of a marriage. So Stamazai, to say to Me'ani, Stamazai, a woman, can't say to Me'ani. The question is, what about a Shvuya? A Shvuya is not Stam, a woman. Hey, you have a Shvuya. What's it do? When she's married. So that's one Nidayin. She'll take it by her. And that we'll see in a minute. There's a second Nidayin, which is much more Kalvinistic. And that is, our Gemara says that what was against her, she said Tmeyani, and who was Misnagitar? Neid Echad. But she said Tairani, and who was Misnagitar? Neid Echad. What would be able to be two Edom? If someone Shavya Nashri Chadisu, and there are two Edom against her. What? Should a man have the Eidim are against you? A woman says something that Shev Nashim the Isura, and two Eidim say the opposite. If it's a Neder, it shouldn't make a difference. And if it's Nemanis, it should be a Trev. A Trev should still be awesome. So both of these Nidainim are in Dishal Tegibarim. Let's see. Dishal Tegibarim is quoted by many Achrayim. Imashvuya Atzma Imere Shiitameya. If the Shvuya self says she's Tami, the men is lesser at Asma Labaila. Even if she's married, she can ask herself on her husband. Okay. So that's the first shot. Is our Mishnah talking if she's married? Our Brisa talking if she's married? Yes. Even if she's married, we say Shavira Shavira Yisura, and she's awesome. So that's Shugabari Machidish. That's the second shot. If she says Tameyani and two witnesses, two Eidim say, she's tar loy kol heimina lesser atzma labay lakayin. She can't answer herself to her husband who's a kayin. Because two Eidim say she's mutter to him. And she's claiming to be aser. She has no nemanis against two Eidim to ask herself to her husband. So l'chay she shemeina nasabachem. But in Haisa Pinuya, Nemenis Lesser Atzma Lakuna. If she was a Pinuya, if she was single, Nemenis Lesser Atzma Lakuna Vafilu B'makim Beis Eidim. She's Nema to Asar herself to Kuna Vafilu B'makim Beis Eidim. Sha'odam Abba Lesser Al Atzma Nema Al Atzma Yesim Emeya Ish. Pinuya is believed. So what's the chiddush here? That if a person says something against two Eidim, see if it's like, yeah, just to you yourself. So we say Shavya Nafsha even against two Eidim. And if it's like, to your husband, then you're not believed. Then we go to two Eidim, we don't go with you. Okay? Shavya Nafsha works against two Eidim, but not if it asks you to your husband. Sounds like a nether. So it sounds like, right? Shavya Nafsha is a nether. If you make a nether, again, there are two Eidim saying it's not true, it doesn't matter, the neder is still a neder. But if an Eishes Ish makes a neder to ask herself and her husband, that she can't do. She's Meshuvah to her husband. So therefore, if she makes a neder, and Eidim tells us it's not true, therefore she's not, at least in the case of two Eidim, she's not believed. Why then, Be'er Echad, she is, if it's a neder? It's al tneder. If it's al tneder, so why could she ask herself, even if there are no two Eidim kineged her? Could be sure the Gibran couldn't learn neder. Right? If it's al tneder, so then even if there are no, even if Stamazai, a woman can't say to Meyani, she can't make a neder to ask herself to her husband. So the Gemara says that you believe to ask yourself to your husband, which he is, unless there are two Eidim Kenegda. So it doesn't seem to fit well with Neder. It works with Nemanis. So we have to say she's bad to believe Lagabi herself, even as Negea husband. But not if there are two Eidim Kenegda. It needs a husband. The Svara of Dishal Tegibayim needs a little bit of Svara. I don't know, I'm not sure what the Svara is. You follow? He's saying a married woman could do Shavya Nafshei, but not if there are two Eidim against you. So if Shavya Nafshei is a neder, you should never be able to. Shavya Nafshei is an amonis, you should always be able to. So I'm not sure how to handle this. At any rate, this Shulte Gibayim, at least the second part, the main Chiddush, which is they say Shavya Nafshei even against two Eidim, is brought by the Mishnah Melech in his shtickle on Shavya Nafshei in the facetious Perek Tes Halacha Tesvav. The reason Shulte Gibayim, he says Shavya Nafshei against Eidim does not work, at least in the case of a Bible. He brings a Trumas Hadeshen that says Fakert. Trumas Hadeshen says that if a man says kidashticha, and two eidim say it's not true, the man says they married you. Two eidim say it's not eidim. So what's the shayla? If he's muta b'kroy v'seha, he'll let him marry her sister. So the Torah Mitzvah Nation says yes. Here the case: a man says kidashtich, goes over to the woman in the street, says I gave you kedusha. She says it's not true. A pashto is the shavi anavshe. He says he married her. But here there are two eidim say he didn't marry her. So he says I married you. Two eidim say he didn't marry you. And the Trumasneshi says mutter b'krei v'sel. I shavi anavshe. He says he married her. He's not allowed to marry her. Krei v'sel. Shavi anavshe lichad yisura. So if I see Shumas Hadesh, you don't say Shavi and Nafshim, and they're two eidim against you. So the Mishnah Melech, the Shumas Hadesh, and the Shul Tikvarim are arguing. If you say Shavi and Nafshim against two eidim. So Mishnah Melech doesn't know what to do. He has a Machlaik, Shul Tikvarim, Shumas Hadesh. So he says, maybe you could say Loi Pligi. They don't argue. If the man does not change his mind, or the woman, if I ask something of myself, two ways to say the opposite, and I stick by my story, so we say Shavi Adavshin. The case of the Trumas Hadeshin was, he said, I married you. Two ways says, not true. Now he wants to marry her sister. Obviously he's having Charata. He's Chayzer from what he said originally. So if he's Chayzer, if he has two ways on his side, he could be Chayzer. So maybe there's no argument. It depends if he has charata or not. If he says something against two eidim, so if he has charata, everything's good. If he doesn't have charata, it remains shavi anash. This is the way he ends up in the Mishnah Melech. There's a Mishnah Melech later in Hilchas Yibum where he quotes what he said earlier, and he says that he doesn't see a svara to what he had said earlier. He said there's no machlokes. If you're shavi anash, you have eidim against you. It depends if those eidim, if you have charata or not. What charata? Shavi anashe, you can have charata. You need an amasla to have charata. So marashal, if you have an amasla, you can always have charata. If you have no amasla, what is alfiyat to eidim connected you? So he says, he's not sure if what he wrote earlier is correct. But mainly he plies with an answer, I'm not sure. What's the din? But Shavi Anafshe, and they are two eidim against you. It lives with a tzarechian. If you want to have charata with no amasla, if it helps to have two eidim.
That would be the amasla. He'll say, I tried to pull bezdin, but obviously the two eidim are saying opposite. Against me, it's opposite.
So it's not really a good amasla. Why did you lie? Really, it's not a good amasla. It's just what?
He's saying I'm a liar.
You're obviously saying I'm a liar.
That's not a master. Say I'm a liar, not a master. He just says a raya, he's a liar. Because there are two eidim against him.
We don't know why he's
a— That should depend why you need a master. Why do you ever need a master to have charata? If it's for them honest that you need a master, then if you have two eidim, you should also be able to have charata. Right? Why do you need a master? If you need a master to have them honest, so if you have two eidim on your side, it's also good. If the reason you want to have an amasla is because the reason you need an amasla is to take off Shavi Anasha, you created an issur. Somehow an amasla takes it off. I don't know how it works. But then you should need an amasla. If an amasla is to give you the manas, then it makes sense. So maybe we should name on that way. Amasla is to give you the manas. But kapanim, we end up with a tzarachin on this inyan. If Shavi Anasha, if the isura works, when you have two eidim opposite you, whether you have charata or not, so the Mishnah Melech ends up with a tzarachian. I don't know how we pass, and I think the chalukei days in the paiskim, and the pisrei tshuva, and the pisrei tshuva, and simin menches, who brings down this whole the shulchan bayim and al shaki v'tarya, and halachas probably machlek sa paiskim. All right, so. what we've learned over the last week or two, I hope covered a little extra ground. Still have a few blood to go. I just would like to talk to you a little about the next man, how we're going to set things up. Because I'd like it to be a good Zman. I made a cheshbon on my way here. I think, if my calculation was correct, the first day of Shir is Monday after Pesach. The first day of Seder is Sunday. The last day of Pesach is Thursday. So Friday is Yisro Chag. So it's like, it's a wonderful thing. We not go for an Yisro Chag just one Friday. So Sunday is the first day of Seder, Monday is the first day of Shir. If my calculation is correct, that's the 11th or 12th day of the Eimer, which means that there are almost 5 weeks, or about 24 shiurim between Pesach and Shavuos, 24 days. So the question is what we can try to do for those 24 days to make things work out even better than they work till now. I mean, Pritz Frieden having over 30 guys in Shir on the last day of Shir, it's also an accomplishment. But so the question is how to go about it. So what I would prefer to do, I'm not looking to torture anybody, or I'm not looking that anybody should fail at these things. I'm looking at people should succeed. So what I'd like to do is have an agreement that you've got to be in the Beis Medrash by 10. And you have to be by Mincha. So try that. You can try Mincha for 24 times. It won't hurt you. It's a shame, because now it's already, they changed the clock. You don't even have to go out at 4 o'clock. But FLPK, let's try that the requirements of Shir is that every day you have to be in the Beis Medrash by 10. You can't come to Shir. You have to be in the Beis Medrash by 10. I'm not sure exactly. Best thing would be if we had a clock and everyone could punch in. You have to have a clock with the fingerprints or something, right? Well, get somebody to take, but you got to be in the Beis Medrash, not in the building. The Beis Medrash by 10, and you got to be by Mincha every day. We'll try it for 5 weeks. We'll see if people feel that it's much too much for them, or maybe we'll have someone buy out lunch or something, or have to arrange something. I don't know. Any volunteers? So, if somebody feels it's like crueler than usual punishment, speak up. I think it's worth trying. It's not like a whole man. We'll see how it goes for 5 weeks, and you'll try it. I mean, it won't do you terrible harm. I guarantee you. Worst things could happen to people. So you try it for 5 weeks, and we'll see. At the end of the 5 weeks, we'll make an assessment of what's doing. I mean, as it is, I don't think the yeshiva is looking that there should be a shiur with 50 people in it in the first place. So I think a shiur is much more successful with less than 50 people. So like this, rather than... I think Mimela will become... you ever heard of survival of the fittest? So we'll have survival of the fittest. Whoever can make it, can make it. Whoever can't. I mean, if anybody really has a major problem with it, you should tell me. And this way, hopefully, we'll have yet a better Zman next month. It's a short Zman. We'll finish the third parak. Not finish the third parak. We're going to learn the part of the third parak. The plan for next man is second Seder to start from Daf Lamed Ches in the third parak. And that's the yeshiva's thing. The third parak goes till Daf Mem Beis, from the mouth on the days. So I think second Seder they're starting from the Ches, the Mishnah, maybe on the 12 days the Mishnah. Those are doing second half of the third parak, second Seder, the first half first Seder, so that guys can finish the third parak. So that's the game plan. I'm not sure how much we'll finish exactly. But certainly the main sugya of the third parak is Kabbalah D'Rabbinei, which we should be able to learn well. And that's the goal. So anybody, no one has the guts to speak up now? Or is everyone masking, or is it... what? I don't know if it's decided yet. No, the 13th parak. No, they said 13th parak. 13th parak. You learned the 13th parak already. You want the night All right, so Moshe Davin, Eretz Yisrael, you'll keep with this. 10 o'clock, and if you don't come 10 in Mir, you lose your seat, Mr. Stone. No, what? If you get a seat. So I think we should try it. I mean, it's not like the worst thing. You have now, what do you have, 2.5 weeks to try to get used to the idea of, and then we'll try it. I don't think, certainly guys, the fellows who are successful are not going to have tinnitus. Those who aren't successful will have tinnitus. So we have to make sure that the people who are successful will be able to have Seydi B'Scharai. I'm looking, everyone should be successful. I'm not looking to push anybody away, but we can do it. So I don't think this is the yeshiva policy with all the shiurim. We're just going to try it here. That way there are other shiurim available for people who can't do it. And we'll try it. Okay, if anybody has major problems with it, you let me know. Tomorrow I'm going to give shiurim in Yom HaPesach.